Hey, Brandon, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, what time did you guys get back last night?
I think night 4, and I wasn't really paying attention.
All right. Yeah. How much does a trip like that take out of you? I'm not just talking about coming back last night, but just being out there the whole week.
You know, I kind of actually think that, you know, it kept a lot more, you know, since we didn't make the flight back and forth. You know, I kind of think that we, as a team, understood that, you know, going back and forth probably would have took more out of us. So, you know, me personally, I don't think it took that much.
What are your general thoughts right now, Brandon, just in terms of, like, your level of excitement, just being in the thick of a playoff race? There's 2 games to go, and really anything could happen here coming down the wire. What's your level of excitement with that?
You know, me, I'm very excited. You know, I love the challenge. You know, I just love everything about the football game. So, as for me, I'm more excited than anything, just to see how it's all going to play out and see, you know, how well the team going to play in the last run of the last couple of games.
And how much are you sort of scoreboard watching and following other possibilities? Like yesterday, the Bills almost beat the Jets, you know, which would have helped you guys, but it didn't happen yet. The Ravens lost to the Steelers, which could help you. How much are you sort of watching all the other possibilities?
Oh, I'm not. That's something I would never do. You know, I hate depending on other people to know if I'm going to make it to the playoffs or not. So, you know, I'd rather just take care of my own business and, you know, perform and make it on my own. So I'm really not concerning myself with other people just because that there would stress you out, and I'm trying not to be stressed at all.
I know it's early, Brandon, in terms of the week, but in Arizona you're going to be facing the most formidable passing attack you've seen this year. Just what do you know about them? Obviously, Bolden and Fitzgerald are the big names, 2 big-name receivers in the league. Just your impressions of what you know about the Cardinals' passing attack with Kurt Warner.
That they're good. I think they're probably one of the best, you know, best teams that we done played. As in, you know, throwing the ball around. You know, they got Kurt Warner and, you know, Matt Liner at the helm, and, you know, they got great receivers, and they also got a good running game that complement them well. So, you know, as far everything else, it's pretty much, you know, self-explanatory. You know, we got to come to play.
What's your comfort level at this point, Brandon, compared to when you think back a year ago?
Say that again?
Your comfort level at this point of the season compared to your rookie year?
My comfort level is pretty high right now. You know, I'm having fun playing the game. You know, not just because I'm playing now a lot more than I did last year, but, you know, I'm just, you know, enjoying being around my teammates and enjoying just, you know, having fun with them. So everything else, you know, is a bonus.
Brandon, when a team goes away like you guys have done twice this year, had those West Coast road trips, a lot of times they'll say, you know, it was kind of a bonding experience for them to kind of get away and get out of their usual environment. Was that the case with you guys this year?
Yes and no. You know, I kind of think our team was already tight, you know what I mean? Not just now getting tight. We was already tight, so therefore all the other things that came with it, like I said, was just a bonus, you know. That we consider ourselves a tight-knit group, so, you know, as for us getting any closer, I don't think that's possible.
Is there a certain aspect of your game that you can point to that you've improved upon this year as opposed to last season?
Yeah, catching the ball. You know, I dropped, 6 or 7 last year? You know, I worked very hard on, you know, concentrating and looking the ball all the way in and not trying to stay away from looking away too fast. So, you know, that's one part of my game that I think improved a lot.
Is that something that you were able to pinpoint in the off season, where, you know, in terms of looking away from the ball too quickly, more kind of, you know, watching it into your hands, watching it into your chest?
Yes, that is. That's something I definitely, you know, focused on and concentrate on. So I'm happy, you know, I got a chance to help my team out with some takeaways.
Brandon, can you talk a little bit about Ellis's kickoff return? It was a big play in the game, especially right after the Raiders had gotten one. Just talk about that play in general, how it was for keeping the momentum on your side, and if you can just describe where you were and how you saw it unfold.
Actually, I was on the sideline. You know, I was sitting down listening to my coaches make adjustments, so I really didn't get to see it as I wanted to. But, you know, I mean, of course it was a big play. Anytime you could answer a score with a score that fast, you know, it takes a lot out of people.
Brandon, have you done anything differently to condition yourself since Rodney Harrison's injury? Seems like you're obviously playing more since Rodney left, and I'm just curious how that's affected you at all physically.
No, I haven't. You know, I always tried to be one of the best conditioned guys on the team. So, you know, even when I wasn't playing as much, you know, I still like to be one of the best conditioned guys on the team, because you never know what's going to happen when something, you know, as hot rod injury happened, you know, you never know when it's going to happen. So I always tried to, you know, continue to practice and focus and do everything as I was a starter, as I was going to play the whole game.
And how would you characterize how things went with Lewis Sanders at safety starting in that game against the Raiders?
You know, Lewis is a very athletic person, you know, so it wasn't, we already knew that he could play the position and that he was going to do well at it. So everything else that, you know, he was going to need help with, I just knew I had to take it upon myself to help him.
Did you guys have any communication issues?
No. You know, our team, like I said, our team is a very tight-knit group. You know, all our communication problems that we have, we solve during the week.
Brandon, speaking of communication, making the calls back there in the secondary, is that something you could have done last year, or did you need to, you know, mature as a player and all that to do it this year?
I think that's something I needed to mature on. You know, I could have did it last year, but not to the extent that I'm doing it now.
What's changed?
Just another year in the program. You know, another year making a call. You know, anything you do for a year, you should do better the next year. So that's basically that. You know, I'm just a year older and a year wiser.
Brandon, is part of the closeness, the tight-knit aspect of the team a result of, you've had so many injuries, there's been a lot to overcome this year. Has that sort of forged stronger bonds?
Yes, you know, that's part of it. You know, everybody had to, you know, lean on each other, because we knew, you know, once Tom and once Hot Rod and all the other injuries happened, that everybody else was going to be against us. So we knew we had to pull together and, you know, carry each other on that. Just pull together and carry each other.
Have you given any thought to what might happen? Even if you win out, there's a chance you don't make the playoffs. I mean, have you thought about how bad that might feel after everything that's happened this year?
No, I really haven't even thought about it. You know, I'm still just focusing on winning one game at a time. You know, whatever happens after that just happens.
Brandon, this is a random one, but I've never heard anyone else call Rodney Hot Rod. Is that your nickname for him?
Nah, you know, a lot of guys call him Hot Rod. You know, I think I just kind of forgot that I was talking to the media.
Just one more real quick with the Miami connection. Do you keep in touch with Edgerrin James at all? Is he a guy you know at all? I know you didn't overlap with him, but.
Yes, I do. You know, I keep in touch with everybody from the U that still plays. So, yeah, I do.
Do you feel for him? He's had somewhat of a tough year this year, obviously. I know the team has done well, but he's had a little rough. Have you talked to him about that at all?
Nah, you know, when I talk to Edrin, you know, it's about family and friends, you know what I mean? It's trying to keep, you know, our job out of it, you know, so, you know, whatever he's willing to tell me, you know, I'm willing to listen because he's been in the league for a while, you know, he's a vet, and, you know, I'm still a young guy in the league, so, you know, whenever I could lean on somebody with a lot more experience than me, you know, I do.
Brandon, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.